This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the Gyal Sien Jetson Pema Mother and Child Hospital in Thimphu. The state-of-the-art hospital has been built with the assistance of the Government of India. Bhutan Prime Minister Shering Tobgay was also present on the occasion. India will provide financial support of 10,000 crore rupees to Bhutan over the next 5 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made the announcement in Thimphu yesterday on the first day of his two-day state visit to Bhutan. The two countries exchanged several MOUs and signed agreements in the field of energy, trade, digital connectivity, space and agriculture, and finalized the MOU on establishment of rail links between the two nations. After the completion of his two-day visit and the inauguration of the hospital in Thimphu, Mr. Modi left for New Delhi. In a special gesture, Bhutan King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk, accompanied by Prime Minister Tobgay, accorded a warm send-off to Mr. Modi at the airport. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this has been a very special Bhutan visit and he had the opportunity to meet the King, PM Tobgay and other distinguished people of Bhutan. In Russia, over 60 people were killed and more than 145 injured when gunmen opened fire inside a popular concert hall near capital Moscow last night. Islamic State Khorasan ISISK has claimed responsibility for the attack in a short statement. ISISK-affiliated news agency said on Telegram. However, the group did not provide evidence to support the claim. Terror attack in Russia on concert venue Crocus City Hall at Moscow has received international condemnation, with the United Nations chief and the UN Security Council calling for justice. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed shock at the attack and condemned it in the strongest possible terms. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condemned the terror attack in a Moscow concert. The US, EU, UK, France, Spain and UAE have also expressed shock. Islamic State Khorasan is an affiliate of the larger Islamic State terror grouping emerging in eastern Afghanistan in 2014. It is named after a historical region covering parts of today's Iran, Turkmenistan and Afghanistan. ISISK's ranks include terrorists from Central Asia who bear their own historical grievances against Russia, thus fueling the group's motivation to carry out such attacks. Experts said ISISK accuses the Kremlin of interfering in Afghanistan, Chechnya and Syria. Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal was sent to Enforcement Directorate's custody till the 28th of March by the Rouse Avenue Court in Delhi yesterday in connection with excise policy case. The Enforcement Directorate said that the AAP leader was directly involved in framing the now withdrawn liquor policy. The Delhi Chief Minister was produced before the court following his arrest by the ED on Thursday night. The arrest came hours after the Delhi High Court denied any interim protection from arrest to the AAP chief in connection with a summons issued to him by the agency in the liquor policy-linked money laundering case. Earlier in the day, Mr. Kejriwal withdrew his plea from the Supreme Court against the arrest by the ED in the case. It came hours after the Apex Court denied any relief to Bharat Rashtra Samiti leader K. Kavita. She was arrested in the same case last week. The Central Election Committee of the Bharatiya Janata Party is scheduled to meet at the party headquarters in New Delhi today to give its nod to candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President J.P. Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the meeting along with members of the committee and office bearers from the states. Today is the martyrdom day of Shaheed-e-Azam Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev. They were hanged to death in 1931 in the Lahore conspiracy case. On this occasion, emotional tributes are being paid to these martyrs across the country, including Punjab. Several fairs are organized every year at the pyres of the martyrs. On these lines, special martyrdom functions are being organized at Bhagat Singh's native village, Khatkar Kalam, in Shaheed Bhagat Singh Nagar district of Punjab, and National Martyrdom Memorial at Husseiniwala in Firozpur district. And in the 17th edition of the IPL today, Punjab Kings will take on Delhi Capitals in Mohali at 3:30 p.m. while Kolkata Knight Riders will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. And in badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth stormed into the men's single semi-finals of Swiss Open tournament at Basel in Switzerland last night. Srikanth will take on Lin Chunyi for a place in the finals today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.